In the remote village of Emmons Field, life follows predictable rhythms until the arrival of strangers disrupts everything. Rand Althor, a tall young sheepherder with reddish hair, encounters a mysterious black-cloaked rider radiating hatred while bringing apple cider to town for the spring festival of Beltane. This encounter marks the beginning of events that will shatter his peaceful existence. The Two Rivers region has suffered an unnaturally harsh winter, with wolves attacking farms and ravens behaving oddly. The arrival of several outsiders further unsettles the community. Tom Marilyn, a gleeman, traveling entertainer, Padden Fane, a peddler with disturbing news of war, and most significantly, a woman named Moraine and her companion Lan. Though Moraine presents herself as a collector of old stories, her great serpent ring reveals her as Aes Sedai, a wielder of the One Power, viewed with suspicion by most. The Night of Beltane brings catastrophe when monstrous Trollocs, half-human, half-animal creatures, attack the village. In the aftermath, Rand learns shocking truths. The Trollocs were hunting specifically for him and his friends Matt and Perrin. Moraine is indeed an Aes Sedai who uses her powers to heal Rand's wounded father. And most disturbingly, Rand is not his father's biological son, but was found as a baby on a mountainside after a battle. "The Dark One is after you three," Moraine tells Rand, Matt, and Perrin. "If we stay here, more Trollocs will come." She convinces them to leave to protect their families and village. Never having ventured beyond the Two Rivers, they face the wrenching choice between abandoning loved ones or bringing destruction to their home. The group departs hastily. Moraine, her warder Lan, Tom Marilyn, Rand, Matt, Perrin, and Egwin, whom Moraine discovers can channel the One Power. Nynaeve, the village wisdom with exceptional tracking skills, initially pursues them but becomes drawn into their journey. Dangers pursue them relentlessly. Trollocs hunt them through the countryside, commanded by Eyeless Murdral, whose gaze freezes with fear. In Baerlon, they encounter the Children of the Light, zealots who consider Aes Sedai evil. The young men experience disturbing dreams where Balzamon offers power while threatening destruction. When forced to flee again, they seek shelter in Shadar Logoth, an abandoned city pulsing with ancient evil. Despite warnings, Matt takes a ruby-hilted dagger from its treasures, unknowingly infecting himself with the city's corruption. Fleeing Shadar Logoth, the companions are separated by Mashadar's deadly fog and split into three groups, all heading toward Camelin to reunite. Rand and Matt travel downriver on Captain Domon's vessel. At Whitebridge, they face a Murdraw, and Thom sacrifices himself for their escape. As they journey to Camelin on foot, the corrupting dagger darkens Matt's personality. Perrin and Egwin meet Elias Mishera, a yellow-eyed man who reveals Perrin's rare ability to communicate with wolves, marking him as a wolf brother. Perrin fears losing his humanity. After staying with the peaceful Tinkers, they're captured by the Children of the Light, who view Wolf Brothers as shadow creatures. Throughout their separate journeys, Balzamon haunts Rand, Matt, and Perrin through increasingly vivid nightmares. These dreams reveal the Dark One's interest in them, growing more threatening with visions of burning villages, dead friends, and offers of power. The companions reunite in Camelin with its concentric white walls. During a false dragons display, Rand accidentally falls into the palace gardens, meeting Princess Elaine, her brothers, and Queen Morghese. The encounter grows significant when Elida, the queen's Aes Sedai advisor, declares, "From this day, Andor marches toward pain and division." More ominously, she whispers to Rand, "Pain and division come to the whole world, and this man stands at the heart of it." At an inn, Rand meets Loyal, a 14-foot ogier with tufted ears who reveals his people's legacy as master gardeners and builders. He recognizes Rand as Tavarin, one around whom the pattern itself bends. The companions discover Matt's condition has severely deteriorated from the dagger's corruption. Moraine's healing only slows the progression, making their journey to the White Tower urgent. They learn of the Dark One's plan to blind the Eye of the World, a hidden wellspring of untainted power predating the breaking. To reach the Eye of the World quickly, the companions travel through the Ways, ancient paths created during the breaking that exist outside normal time and space. Once safe passages, the Ways have become corrupted by the deadly Black Wind. After escaping, they emerge in Shinar, a borderland nation guarding against the Blight. At Fal'Dara Fortress, Lord Ajamar prepares for a Trolloc invasion while Moraine prioritizes their mission. They discover Padan Fain has become the Dark One's hound, tracking them. In the Blight, a region of twisted, deadly plants and creatures, they find the Green Man, an ancient guardian of the Eye. Two forsaken attack. The Green Man sacrifices himself to defeat one, while another is destroyed by drawing too much power. Rand instinctively channels power from the Eye to defeat Balzamon, believing he's killed the Dark One. Upon returning, they learn Trollocs of Tarwin's Gap were mysteriously destroyed by someone channeling immense power, though none connect this to Rand. Moraine reveals her suspicion that Rand can channel Sadin, the male half of the One Power, tainted by the Dark One, that drives male channelers mad. Her evidence includes Bela's unusual endurance carrying Egwene, mysterious lightning at the White Cloak's camp, and Rand's growing resistance to her influence. This devastates Rand, who grew up hearing tales of male channelers bringing destruction before dying insane. When he protests that he must have defeated the Dark One, Moraine delivers another blow. His opponent was likely just one of the Forsaken, not the Dark One himself, who remains sealed in Sheol Ghul. The prophesied battle has only begun. The companions plan to journey to Tar Valon, the Aes Sedai's island city, seeking healing for Mat and guidance from the Amyrlin Seat. But Rand, overwhelmed by fear, secretly prepares to leave alone to protect his friends from what he might become. The Eye of the World establishes Jordan's epic saga through detailed world-building and complex magic systems. The novel introduces the Creator-Darkwind conflict while exploring destiny versus free will through Ta'veren individuals whose presence alters probability and reshapes events. Jordan's worldbuilding blends Eastern and Western mythologies into a unique cosmology. Buddhist reincarnation merges with Arthurian legend, while Norse mythology influences the concept of a final battle. The Wheel of Time represents a cyclical universe where ages repeat and souls are reborn. Jordan subverts the traditional Chosen One narrative by making Rand's power both gift and curse. The male half of the One Power is tainted, meaning his destiny includes fighting not only the Dark One, but also the inevitable madness that will claim him, elevating the story beyond simple good versus evil. Imagine discovering you can reshape the world, only to learn that same power will eventually drive you to destroy everything you love. This terrible choice faces Rand as he journeys from sheepherder to savior.